We are coming to you live on WPPL 920 AM from Macon County Sports Complex in Franklin, North Carolina. This afternoon, it's the much-anticipated Western North Carolina Athletic Conference Showdown between the host Franklin Panthers, who come into this game with a 6-1 overall record and 2-0 in the conference, and the visitors, the Class 2A number one-ranked Tisca Black Bears, who are sporting a 7-0 record and 3-0 in the conference. Hi, softball fans. This is Chuck Fever, and it's along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Byrd. It's a beautiful, warm spring evening, but Rhonda, it's a guarantee in about 15, maybe 20 minutes, things are going to heat up significantly.
Yeah, we're probably going to think we're in the tropics once these two teams hit the field. This is something that's been circled on these girls' calendars, because when we won the state championship, Franklin was automatically saying, we didn't deserve it. Because they beat us three times. Granted, they did, and they had a very good team last year. And they made it far in the playoffs, too. But you win in advance in the playoffs, and you got to have a little bit of luck. And evidently, no, they didn't have any luck. They beat Ford beat them in the playoffs in the fourth round. So, you know, I hate it for them because they do have good – they have a great pitcher, Chelsea Stanfield, which we're going to probably face her today. We faced her three times last year. She's a NC State commit. She's a real good pitcher. Lefty, we had problems with last year, couldn't hit her. So it's going to be interesting to see if we've got over that intimidation factor.
Well, the Franklin Panthers come into this game, as we said before, 6-1 and 2-0 in the conference. Just recently, they beat Smoky Mountain 13-0, and in the conference, they also beat Brevard 6-1. Those are the two conference games that they have played so far. Their only loss was to McDowell County, a heartbreaker, 1-0 game where it was a pitcher's duel and Stanfield was on her game then. And I anticipate, and everybody anticipates, Stanfield will be on her game today.
Oh, yeah. These two teams are up for each other. It's getting to be a kind of a bitter rivalry. Neither team likes each other. And, you've got sportsmanship and probably got one of the best sportsmen we got is Mahala Irvin. She's a very good sportsmanship, but these girls want this game. They want to prove. They've got to prove something. They going in. They know the bullseye's on their back, but they got also a chip on their shoulder. They're going to prove that they deserved that championship last year.
Well, yesterday the Black Bears defeated a talented West Henderson team 4-1. Starting pitcher Logan Matthews only went four and was pulled, and after the game, Serena Goodwin cleared up that matter by saying that was a planned move because she was scheduled to go today, and she wanted Logan Matthews really on her game for this big one here in Franklin, North Carolina. The Black Bears, as we said, are 3-0 in the conference. West Henderson's win yesterday, 4-1. They have defeated East Henderson in a doubleheader, 8-0 and 13-5. So, you know, this is a big one within the conference, also within the state of North Carolina, because everybody has followed these Black Bears for what they did last year, winning the state title in their run. Franklin made a great run, as you mentioned, in Fred T. Ford, and absolutely, it was a pitcher's duel for like 17 innings, and then they lost the game 1-0. You can't fault Stanfield for going 17 innings and pitching, 16 shutout innings. This is how talented this right-hander for Franklin is.
They're very talented. The only problem this year that I see, they did lose a lot of their hitting last year to graduation. Their good catcher, they lost, Jordan Pickens. They lost her to graduation. She was great behind the plate. She also gave them, at the plate, she gave them that power. And right now, I think Stansfield's leading the team in batting also. You can tell by their scores, they compared to the Smoky Mountain game, that's the most runs they've scored all year, 13. Most of their games have been 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 runs. So that shows you they're not a very powerful hitting team like they were last year. The first game we played them last year, we come over here, they beat us 10-0. The intimidation factor, I think, was the key in that game.
Well, if you are worried that we're not going to get this in because the sun is setting, the Macon County Sports Complex, probably one of the finest facilities I've seen in a long time for a high school, has got light. And do you think that will be a factor playing under the lights for the first time and on the road this season for the Pisgah Black Bears?
No, these girls are focused. Matter of fact, well, I got here early to set up because we were afraid of a power issue for the radio broadcast, so we got here a little early. Serena Goodwin told these girls, she said, I do not want y'all to sit down. I don't care if you pace. I don't care whatever you do. You're going to stay focused. You're going to stay active. She wants these girls are focused. They want this game more than you know.
Well, let's take a break here. We'll be back right after our messages. We'll take a look at the Pisgah softball team, some of their statistics and pitching stats. And so we'll break right now for a word from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Macon County Sports Complex as both teams are out on the field warming up, stretching, and throwing, getting themselves ready for this ball game, this big ball game within the Western North Carolina area, the mountains, and in the conference. And we'll have teams take their infield, so we've got probably about anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes before the first pitch. Rhonda, let's take a look at some of the offensive stats and stars for the Pisgah Black Bears. Let's talk about the leader with a .600 batting average, and that's Caitlin Hannah.
Oh, I can't believe she dropped me. I liked that 714 she had before that game last night. But, hey, you know, we'll take .600 any day. The kid is totally amazing. She is really focused this year. She has come into the season excited. She wants to win that another state championship ring, and I don't blame her. She's a senior. She wants to go out strong. And we were talking about it out there. She's like a Ted Williams.
Absolutely. We have five offensive stars for the Black Bears that are batting over .400. Hannah Hudson and Micah James are both at .437. And James leads the team, tied with the team lead with three home runs. She's tied with Mahala Irvin. And James has the lead in RBIs with 11. Irvin has 9. So that race continues right there. And James has been walked, the team leading 8 times so far this season in 7 games.
And that's probably because of her stats, her home run ability. The pitchers are afraid to pitch to her and Irvin. It's just Irvin is such a hard person to walk. She's got such a low stature to the plate. You can't throw low to her because she's down and low, crunch low. And if you're trying to get her to swing at something, she can knock it out of the park whether it's low or not. So, you know, those two have got totally different statures, but great hitting ability from both. And then you've got the top of the order so heavy for Pisgah. And then the back end's not chump.
Well, and yesterday in the game against the Falcons of West Henderson, the bottom end of the order produced.
And, you know, you think, as a pitcher from the opposing team, you think, well, if I can make it through the first four, I can get a breather. But not so with Pisgah. You've got to make it through at least 8 of them.
And then you got Irvin, as you talked about, batting .500, leading, you know, tied with three home runs with James, but she has a team-leading 3 doubles. And then let's talk about the sophomore second baseman, Sheridan Presley, who leads the team with 12 hits and has 2 triples, and she's batting .545 through 7 games.
I tell you, I was really worried about the replacement of the two players we lost, Haley Worley and Jamie Gooch. But I'm going to tell you right now, Sheridan Presley as a freshman, a sophomore, has stepped up to the plate and produced. And that's unusual for a sophomore. Usually you don't see that for sophomores. But this kid is just talented, period, all the way around.
Presley is second on the team in batting average behind Hannah with that .545. other starters in this lineup. Bianca Burnett, who's our leadoff hitter and plays center field, is batting .318 and leads the team with four stolen bases. Michaela Tipton, who also doubles as a pitcher, will be DHing today, has a .357 batting average and leads the team tied with the lead with Irvin with three doubles. And then you've got Logan Matthews, the pitcher, batting .333, and Galleon, the other starter, batting .235. She's had a slow start, but she's starting to come on at the plate and also is playing a solid left field.
You've got a Taylor Galleon has also got the speed factor, too. And if she can ever get the bunt down, then you're going to see a kid totally different than you've ever seen, because she gives us a threat when she gets on base. And that can get in pitchers' minds when you got somebody like that that's got that kind of speed, that they can steal bases. And trust me, Walt Leatherwood and Serena Goodwin will put the pressure on every pitcher by getting these kids to steal.
The team batting average for Pisk is a hefty .418. They've clubbed 10 home runs and have driven in 45 runs. They have 12 doubles, 2 triples, and have stolen 15 bases. So that talks about the speed factor that you're talking about. 15 bases in 7 games. And a lot of times, because when they have the big leads, you know, they pull off and don't, you know, steal. They only, you know, 4 of the games, they've only played 5 innings. So, you know, again, you know, you got to look at the lead and the big lead, and sometimes you pull the reins on your, you know, your manufacturing by running and, you know, stealing bases. So, you know, that plays in the factor. So that's still an impressive 15 stolen bases through.
And that speed factor also helped us on defense. In the outfield, right. Serena Gooden has told me several times this is the fastest outfield she's had in years.
Well, this team has to be on their game with the at the plate, because Chelsea Stanfield is a good one. As you mentioned, she is signed to go to North Carolina State, one of the best pitchers in the state of North Carolina. And if it wasn't for that incredible 17-inning playoff game in the fourth round, we might have seen Franklin down at the Final Four in the 3A.
Exactly. And, you know, that's surprising, because I was checking the state polls before I left the house today. Franklin's just now getting an honorable mention in 3A, and which they haven't really. I know they went to South Carolina, and they played Wahala, and they played a couple other schools down there. But you don't know about the schools in South Carolina, how talented are. North Carolina is starting to be a hotbed of recruiting for college softball coaches, because the program here is catching up with the programs out in the West Coast and in the Midwest.
And you spoke about Franklin. They opened up with a 3-2 win over Wahala to begin the season. Then they played Seneca, South Carolina, which they won 4-2 before coming back home here at the Macon County Sports Complex, losing to McDowell 1-0. Beat Swain County, which we seem to have a problem getting them scheduled, rainouts and then scheduling conflicts, but hopefully we'll get the Maroon Devils sometime this season to see what we can do against a very talented Class 1A team over there in Bryson City. And they beat Swain County 5-0. Then again, they traveled over to Brevard, beat the Blue Devils 6-1. Inca, they nipped Inca 5-4. Here at the sports complex, and then went on the road, up the road, I guess you could say, up to Silva, and beat the Mustangs of Smoky Mountain 13-0. It's everything that we thought about, you know, coming into this matchup. Two talented teams, two well-coached teams. This is going to be a great softball game.
It is going to be an excellent softball game, and I know that there's a lot of people back home that could make the trip over the mountain. They're listening to us on the radio or on the internet or whatever they've got, iPhones, iPads, whatever. They're listening to us, and we're going to try to bring you all the action we can live so that you can hear it and see if these girls can finally get that monkey off their back.
Serena Goodwin, obviously, that's a no-brainer. She's going out with the junior. Going inside the circle will be Logan Matthews with a 6-0 record, a 1.04 ERA. She has tossed 27 complete innings. She has 23 strikeouts against 9 walks. She's allowed 18 hits, 8 runs, 4 of them only earned. So, but again, if Logan struggles, you have this young lady named Michaela Tipton that can come in and do just an admirable job.
Well, you got 2 more arms if you need to. You got Micah James, which did an outstanding job last year when Logan was hurt. You've got Caitlin Hanna, and everybody thinks, well, Caitlin Hanna, she's the do-all. She is, basically, and so is Micah James. I've seen Micah James catch last year when Mahala Irvin got knocked out, which had that ball hit her in the head and she had a concussion. So, I mean, you've got kids out here that are talented all the way around on the Pisgah side. And I think that in this game here, it's like yesterday's game, these three teams, West, Pisgah, and Franklin, will be vying for that number one spot for the championship. Who makes the least mistakes is going to win. Is it going to be offense, which we have the offense, or is it going to be defense that wins the game?
When we come back, we'll take a look at the Pisgah starting lineup. So we'll break right here for messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of the state champion Pisgah softball team.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Macon County Sports Complex. We're going to take a look right now at the starting lineups for the Pisgah Black Bears, coming in at 7-0 and 3-0 in the conference. Leading off and playing center field will be Bianca Burnett, followed by second baseman Sheridan Presley and catcher Mahala Irvin. In the cleanup spot is shortstop Micah James, batting in the 5-hole, the pitcher Logan Matthews, and batting in the 6-hole, the DH of Michaela Tipton. She'll be DH and 4. Sydney Parrish, the defensive specialist, playing first base. Batting 7th will be the third baseman Caitlin Hanna. 8th will be the right fielder Hannah Hudson. And 9th will be Taylor Gallion, the left fielder. And, you know, that was, we talked a little bit about the game yesterday, but a big time play and a clutch batting performance by Hannah Hudson in the bottom of the sixth inning, driving in two runs to, you know, to pad that lead from a 2-1 lead to a 4-1 lead. And you had talked with her after the game, and she was quite, I mean, she was just quite humbled about the fact, you know, she's just out here playing and having fun.
Well, you know, that's one thing about this team. We've talked about this a lot this year. That run for the state championship, when we beat Central Davidson, then we turned around and beat Eastern Randolph, which was the defending state championship and the four-time defending state championship, Central Davidson. I think that took a little bit of the intimidation factor off these girls. They're going out there and playing. They know they can play with any team in the state. And that was the biggest thing, I think, that helped this program to bolt to that next level. Now, today is going to be an opportunity for us to take that next step. Can we beat a team, a foe, that we play against three times a year? Because we'll probably face them again in the conference tournament again. But can we beat this team? Can we be formidable and take them on head-to-head and just bang with them? That's going to be the test today. That's that next step we got to take.
Now, after this game, which is a makeup from last Friday's rainout, they'll be off until April 3rd. And they'll go and travel to play the Knights of North Henderson on the 3rd. We will not broadcast that game, but then on April 5th against Tuscola, we will be on the air to broadcast that game from Waynesville. That'll be April 5th. Let me ask you, has Serena made up of the schedule that was also the Saturday rainout with T.C. Robertson and Swain Cone?
She's trying to get that rescheduled. She's trying to get it for this weekend. She really wants to play T.C. She really wants to play Swain, because that's just going to keep us going. She wants to keep the girls playing. These dead times are killing us. I mean, our junior varsity team just lost to Franklin 4-0. They haven't played in a week and a half because we're playing teams that don't have junior varsity teams. And it's killing our program. We need to play. And it's hard to get programs to play in, especially T.C. and Swain. They just won't play us one time. So we really want to make that one up. Serena's trying really hard.
Well, again, you had mentioned that before our broadcast, before we went on the air, in the junior varsity game, Franklin defeated Pisgah 4-0, and that kind of surprised us a little bit because, you know, not that the fact that the layoff, we knew that they might be a little rusty, but the fact that, you know, this JV team has been rolling their opponents and ruling them and applying the 10-run mercy rule.
Don't surprise me. They come over here and they got intimidated again. They're young. There's a bunch of freshmen on that team. You got four sophomores on the team. Rest of them are freshmen. They got a little bit intimidated. They lost last year. Same exact way. This team here, then never lost another game. They rolled off the rest of the season, didn't lose another game.
Do you think that there could be an intimidation factor for Pisgah coming down here? Because last year, you know, Franklin owned the Black Bears.
They did own them. And that's one thing that Serena's wanting them to take that next step. Let's not be afraid of our opponent. Let's go out there and play our opponent. Play the best of your ability. And I think that if we go out here and compete today and fight them and not get run over 10-0 like we did last year, then this team has took that next step. If we can win in a way here, they definitely took the next step.
Well, both Pisgah has completed their warm-up, pre-game warm-up infield drills, and Franklin looks like they're completing their warm-up tosses. So we're going to take a break. We're closing in on the first pitch of this big Western North Carolina Athletic Conference game. So we'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Macon County Sports Complex. And Coach Presley stopped by to make sure I had the
right color shirt.
The story goes from yesterday after I had left the broadcast on WPTL, I went over to broadcast the Tuscola baseball game. And forgot to take off my Pisgah shirt, so I walked into the Tuscola baseball game with a Pisgah shirt, but it was not a good thing to do.
I'd love to have been there and took a picture of that.
Well, right now we have the meeting at the plate with the managers and the umpires, and then shortly we'll have the Star Spangled Banner and an introduction. So we're closing in on the first pitch. Rhonda, you know, you have been talking about this game for a long time. Does this excitement translated over into the Pisgah dugout?
These girls are focused. I just looked in the eyes of Logan Matthews. You know, sometimes players, good players, rise to that occasion. And I think you're going to see the cream of our crop, the Irvin, the James, Hannah Hudson, Caitlin Hannah, step up to that next level. You're going to see Matthews pitch a heck of a game today. Because she's going to be focused and determined. She don't want to be outdone by her cohort.
Let me ask you, you know, is there a possibility, do you know the situation? We have Walt Leatherwood and a lot of the community has pitched in, and the complex over at the Pisgah softball complex is just absolutely a beautiful complex. We just lack one thing. We lack lights. Is there a chance that we could get lights at our complex?
I don't know, but I tell you right now, if you're a Pisgah fan, if you're the Pisgah Nation, you ought to start calling your county commissioners and ask them why we can't get lights and Tuscola has lights, but yet we have the state championship crown and Tuscola don't even make it to the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying this bashing Tuscola's program, but the proof's right there. You know, we're in the playoffs. You're in, you're out 3, 4, 5 rounds deep, state championship. And it's going to be just a matter of time for the state just says, hey, you're going to have lights, or we're not going to let you start at 4 o'clock for these state playoff games. Because the state rule says 7 o'clock game time. And we can't start at 7 o'clock. We have no lights. So they're going to start pushing.
That would be a tragic thing.
It would be. It'd be a tragic thing for these kids.
Have you heard anything like that about chances of getting linked?
I haven't heard anything. I know that the Booster Club and everybody's been trying really hard. The Booster Club's even and said that they would go in and help with some of the expense of the lights. It's four poles. It's just, that's all we got here at this softball complex is four poles. And, folks, if, you know, that's all we need, four poles. And then we can start enjoying these games where, you know, you could go watch the boys' game, then come over that night and watch the girls' game. It makes it, it'd be a bigger crowd because a lot of people can't get off the work at 4 o'clock.
Would it also be a possibility to get lights over at the Charles Thomas Well Complex, the home of the Pisgah baseball team?
Well, you know, they upset West Henderson yesterday, and that was a huge upset. And I don't see why we getting punished for Hurricane Ivan and Francis that washed our lights down the river. And we can't get them because they're probably somewhere else, them down there. So why are we getting punished for not having lights? Why can't we? And they would probably get some contractor that would give them a good deal for both parks if they would give them.
And talk about that. Dakota King pitched a complete game shutout against West Henderson. Dakota King on the baseball team has just done a marvelous job for Harold Shepard's ball club.
Well, Harold Shepard is last year he had a good run, great run. The best that Pisgah's ever had. And so, you know, this team is, that team's really coming around, and he's really changing the attitude of the team. And that's what it's going to do, is change the attitude. It's just like the new coach at Western Carolina. He's got to change the attitude of that program from a losing program to a winning program, and that takes time.
Well, and again, in Harold Shepard's, second year at the helm of the Pisgah baseball team, you know, he lost a lot. I mean, look, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how many kids you had? You got Brian Curry, and you got Martin Ray, and you got both Leatherwood's Will and Caleb Leatherwood that went off to play at the next level.
And Will's playing at Young Harris, and Caleb's playing at Catawba Community College, and they're both doing really good.
Right, and you got Brian Curry still playing at the Wilkes Community College. So, I mean, you know, you got some kids. I mean, those are big shoes to fill. And Dakota King obviously has filled one shoe. So he's just trying to get some continuity with his baseball program.
And it goes back to changing like Pisgah softball. It's been rising. It's been rising. It's boiling. It's like a pot of boiling water. It's been getting there and getting there and getting there until that state championship came. It boiled over. Now the excitement and enthusiasm. You've got young kids. I was in Waynesville last night and seen a young girl over there with a Pisgah softball camp shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got kids that want to come to the camp.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take the time to hear our Star Spangled Banner. Beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, and we have a packed house here at the Macon County Sports Complex, busting at the seams. And so now the teams are getting ready, and Franklin huddled up in shallow center field as a team. They lined up. That was an unusual form. I mean, that was nice that they lined up all as one team out in center field in one line. And so they break that huddle, and coming inside the circle is going to be the pitcher, one of the best in the state, Chelsea Stanfield.
Yeah, she's. I'm going to be interested to see how we hit off her early, or if she's in control. It's going to be one of those things that's kind of interesting. Coach is telling her she has to take off her headband. You know, the referees are getting real ticky on some of this stuff that these kids wear. And I tell you, I just let the kids play. Let them play.
Well, at game time, it's 72 degrees. It dropped 1 degree, but it's still a beautiful evening as the sun has set behind the mountain. Flag is occasionally gusting and flying out in right center as the big left-hander, Chelsea Stanfield, is warming up and scheduled to face the Franklin ace will be Bianca Burnett, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin here in the top of the first inning.
Well, we've seen these girls, all but Sheridan Presley, have seen her. So there's nothing new. I'm curious to see how Sheridan takes her because this is the first time Sheridan's seen a good quality pitcher.
Lefty against lefty, too.
Lefty against lefty. This is going to be an interesting matchup. I think that's going to be the key matchup of the day because the rest of the girls have seen her. They're not, you know, they know what she's going to bring them.
Well, we're ready to get started. The warm-up tosses have been completed. We're ready for the showdown. And leading off for the Pisgah Black Bears will be Bianca Burnett. The center fielder comes in batting 318.
All you want, Bianca, to do is make contact and get on base.
Stanfield's ready. Here's our first pitch, high for a ball.
That's a good sign. We're being patient. First pitch. We want her to work as much as she has to. Because she pitched last night.
Next pitch to Burnett. Fouled out of play. Evens the count at 1-1. Beautiful complex here.
It is a beautiful complex. They've added the brick wall behind the backstop. It's really pretty this year.
1-1. Change up. Had Burnett way out in front of that one.
Yeah.
As she tried to get an excuse me swing and came up empty. Count now is 1-2 to Burnett.
She's a very smart pitcher.
Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Stanfield wanted that. Nipping that corner. Evens the count at 2-2.
I think Franklin's dugout thought that was a strikeout. They started hollering yay before the referee ump had a chance to call it.
Struck her out. Change up. So that's the first out, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who comes in batting 545. This will be Presley's first lefty-against-lefty confrontation. I don't think she'll face a better left-hander than Chelsea Stanfield.
No, she won't. And it'll be interesting to see how she reacts to her.
Swung on and missed. First pitch. Blew the fastball by her. Franklin in red tops, white pants. Pisgah in black tops, white pants. Next pitch to Presley. A changeup. Got her out on her front foot. Stanfield changing speeds. Presley in the hole 0-2 here in the top of the first inning. One out. Big lefty's ready. Here's her pitch. Check swing. Held off. Makes the count 1-2 to Sheridan Presley.
She's got a really fast delivery when she starts her swing or pitch. She starts out slow, but then she delivers fast.
Fouled out of play, so Presley hangs in there, still remains in a hole of 1-2. If you're listening to the radio dial 920 AM, tell your friends you can also listen to WPTLradio.net online streaming.
Chelsea does take her time on the mound.
Swung on and missed. She strikes out Presley. Stanfield is on her game, and now it's Mahala Irvin. Irvin coming in with a even 500 batting average.
She struggled last night against West, so she's smiling today. She knows. She's seen Stanfield. She knows what she's got.
In the top of the first inning, no score. First pitch to Irvin's high for a ball. Took a little speed off. Started the first two batters with fastballs. Started Irvin, the number three hitter, with a changeup.
They're very good. Franklin scouts their opponents very well.
Swung on and grounded to the third baseman. Picks it up, throws to first in time. That was Amber Cook that gobbled that thing up. So that's all for Pisgah here in the top of the first. Score still remains 0-0 with Franklin coming to bat.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction Company of Candler, commercial residential grading and remodeling. Give B. Allen Construction a call.
Let me tell you something. People, she builds, you hear about Chelsea Stanfield just in the top of the first. I'm very impressed with this left-hander.
She's built like Chelsea Leonard.
Yes.
From Central Basin.
She's got a little height to her, too.
Yeah.
It's a little bit better height. Plus, she comes from the left-hand side, the southpaw. And I'm telling you, she changes speed. She's got a lot of pitches, just like Logan Matthews.
She does. She's got a lot of pitches. She's a tough pitcher. That's the reason I said that the Pisgah-Franklin matchup is probably going to decide the conference championship. I mean, that's just it in a nutshell. This game here, well, later on in the season, too, because you can't count out West Henderson might up and surprise somebody, or North. I mean, they're just one of those teams that could meet you anytime, any place, anywhere.
Well, Logan Matthews goes inside the circle and is right now doing her warm-up tosses. We're going to go with Franklin as they come to bat. We have their roster.
We don't have a lineup.
But we don't have their lineup. We'll get that as we go. So we just have to wait to see who will be the first one to step into the box for the Franklin Panthers.
Looks like it's going to be Caitlin Sanders. Now, Caitlin Sanders is going to be your first hitter. Then number three, Ashley Holland, is on deck. And Ashley Holland is one that is committed to play softball for the Milligan. So you got two players on this team that have committed to play at the next level.
So leading off for Franklin will be the outfielder, Caitlin Sanders, checks into the right-hand side of the box. Logan Matthews is ready. Here's her first pitch. Fastball right at the knees and over the plate for a strike.
That's a good sign for Logan, getting that pitch across the plate first thing.
Matthews is ready. Here's her 0-1 offering in the dirt for a ball, evens the count at 1-1.
Logan Matthews is a different pitcher than Stanfield. She changes your eye level. Stanfield changes your speed level.
Logan ready, working cautiously. Next pitch blew a fastball right by her. One ball, two strikes. In the bottom of the first inning, score is 0-0. Franklin is at bat. Time is called as the third base coach gets with Caitlin Sanders. Didn't like the way she swung at that last pitch, I guess.
You know, maybe he didn't.
Matthews pitch, fouled out of play, back up against the screen.
Looked like she had a rise ball going in. That time she got the top of the ball.
Ashley Holland is on deck, followed by Chelsea Stanfield. Matthews is ready. Here's her pitch. High for a ball, evens the count at 2-2. Wind is settled down. Lights will be going on momentarily as the sun has set behind the mountains. Matthews' next pitch, line to center field. Bianca Burnett is there and hauls that in for the first out. That's going to bring up Ashley Holland.
That speed at defense in the outfield, Coach Goodwin has just said that has been her prized possession so far this year, is the speed in the outfield.
Defensively, Sydney Paris is at first base, Sheridan Presley at second, Micah James at short, and Caitlin Hanna at third. That's the infield. First pitch is swung on and missed by Holland. Logan Matthews is inside the circle. Mahala Irvin behind the plate, out in the outfield. Right fielder is Hannah Hudson. Center fielder is the Gazelle. Bianca Burnett. Left fielder is Taylor Gallion. Next pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike.
First pitch was low. The second pitch high. She changes that eye level very well for a pitcher. You don't know which one's coming in. She can pitch a drop ball and it just sinks when it gets to the plate.
Here's the 1-1 offering. Swung on and missed. Strike two.
You know, I think the girls are focused. They're really focused. You can tell it come out, especially Logan. She is focused today.
Ball in the dirt. Even as a count at 2-2.
That's her screwball. She has a problem with that because you have to bend your hip. You got to flip your hip backwards and come back and twist your hand out.
Capacity crowd here at the Macon County Sports Complex. Everybody's come out to watch this game. Next pitch is way outside. 3-2 now. Stanfield on deck. She'll be followed by Amber Cook. 3-2 pitch. Ball four. That's going to bring up Stanfield. So Franklin gets the second hitter of this inning on by a walk. one out here. Chelsea Stanfield checks into the right-hand hitter's box.
She's a very good hitter also.
Logan Matthews' first pitch, big swing and a miss by Stanfield, came up empty on the fastball. The tall, talented senior for Franklin heading down to Raleigh to play for the North Carolina State Wolfpacks.
First committed for Florida Atlantic.
That's pitch is high for a ball, 1-1.
And then she changed and was going to NC State. You know, kids, when they verbally commit, don't mean you have to go there. You can change your decision anytime until you sign that paper.
Here's Logan Matthews, 1-1 count, swung on and ripped to left field. Taylor Gallion back up against the wall. That's going to be a long single, as Holland had to hold up to see if it was going to be caught. So no damage, just a long single by Stanfield. And already the Panthers are threatening, as now it's Amber Cook coming to the plate, the third baseman.
Taylor got a good jump on that. It was just a little bit over her outstretched glove, but she got on it really quick and held them to a single, and that was, there's that speed of that defense.
Cook also bats from the right-hand side. Franklin has runners on first and second with one out here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch is called strike. Wind starting to pick up. Logan Matthews working deliberately. Here's her next pitch. High for a ball, 1-1.
You don't see any nervousness or panic on our team. They're very calm.
Matthews offering of 1-1 fouled back against the screen. It's 1-2 to Amber Cook. Stanfield, who hit a long single off the base of the left field wall.
She's been their best hitter all year so far.
Swung on and lined to right field. That's going to fall. That's going to be extra bases up against the screen. Hannah Hudson, the throw into the plate. Only one run's going to score.
That's a great relay throw.
So Cook gets a double and drives in Holland for the first run of the game. And Franklin takes a 1-0 lead as Stanfield goes to third. That's going to bring up the shortstop, Haley Overholt.
Now, Haley Overholt's a very good player. She played last year at the varsity level. Now, Mahala Irvin's going out to talk to Logan. And I think it's just more or less to settle her down. She might be just damn too much, which happens a lot. Mahala says she has to go out there and tell her a joke every once in a while to get her to relax.
Right-hand hitting shortstop for Franklin, Haley Overholt at the plate now. First pitch is called strike right at the knees. Franklin has runners at second and third, one out, already has scored one run here in the bottom of the first inning, and lead the Black Bears 1-0. Matthews is ready. Big, long windup. Here's her next pitch. Called strike two inside part of the plate. So already she gets Overholt in the hole at 0-2. Needs this big out right here.
Oh, yeah, that would help us tremendously, and it keeps the pressure off the defense on that third out.
Here's Logan Matthews, 0-2 pitch, fouled back against the screen.
And Coach Leatherwood is probably the greatest coach I've seen making the defensive adjustments during a game. He can remember where every kid hits the ball. He'll make adjustments throughout the game. So we might give up one or two here in the first couple innings, but I guarantee in the next couple innings he'll have his defense set for him.
Matthews is ready. Here's her 0-2 offering. Swung on and popped up the shallow outfield. Burnett is there. Throws to the plate and keeps Stanfield at third base. Nice play by the Gazelle out in center field.
Had an arm on that one.
Came in running on a shallow pop-up to center for the second out and quickly got the ball to Mahala Irvin at home on the line. So that's the second out of this inning.
She never even thought twice before she caught that arm back. She just threw it at home.
Now the left fielder, Anissa Steele. Another right-hander against Logan Matthews. Two outs now. swung on and hit to left field. In comes Taylor Galley, and she hauls that in. And so only the damage is a run by Franklin. So as we complete one inning, the Panthers lead the Black Bears 1-0. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Macon County Sports Complex. We've already got one inning in the books, and the lead is already in favor of the Franklin Panthers, 1-0 over the Pisgah Black Bears. Here in the top of the second inning, it'll be Micah James, Logan Matthews, and Michaela Tipton scheduled to face the left-hander from Franklin, Chelsea Stanfield.
I'd like to see Micah keep her hitting going from yesterday.
First pitch to James is high for a ball. Stanfield likes to put that ball in and out and up and down, climbs the ladder to see if he'll chase that riser.
Mm-hmm. Riser, drop ball, curve, I think it's just interchange up.
Next pitch is a curveball called strike right at the knee. Evens the count at one ball, one strike. Here's the next pitch. Fastball blew it, fire called strike. One ball, two strikes now in the count. Top of the second inning. Franklin leads 1-0 if you just joined us here on 920 AM. Stanfield ready to pick. Delivery in the dirt, ball two, evens the count at 2-2. James came into this game batting 437, has three bombs, 11 RBIs, leading the team at ribbies. Here's our next pitch, way outside, works it to a full count, 3-2. Stanfield working deliberately now. Walks back into the circle. Straddles the slab. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and grounded to the shortstop. Over to first base in time to get Irvin. Great play by Haley Overholt. That's one out here in the top of the second inning. That's going to bring up Logan Matthews, batting 333. Two home runs and four RBIs coming into this game. First pitch is called strike.
You know, Pisgah girls, first time around the bat, and I know I've said this about every game, but they got to see the pitcher first.
They're
slow starting team. Oh.
Hits Logan Matthews on the forearm. No damage done. It was a changeup, just lost a little bit of the control on that, so she hits Logan Matthews, who will be a courtesy runner, will be number 11 for the Black Bears. It'll be Casey Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Brown is a junior, 5'6", utility player, and also one of the fastest players on the team.
Yeah, I guess you speed. You take Logan out. You don't want to get her hurt. And, you know, that even though it hit her an elbow, you worry about that.
Next batter is Michaela Tipton, who swings at the first pitch and comes up empty, 0-1.
Now, this is the first time Michaela's been batting against Stanfield because she was called up late in the year last year.
Tipton, the designated hitter, comes in batting 357. Next pitch is in the dirt. Nice scoop by the catcher, Morgan Cochran. Brown at first base. Courtesy runner for Logan Matthews, who was plunked on the forearm. One out here Here's the next pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Stanfield trying to nip. Didn't like the call.
She's a spot pitcher.
2-1 count to Michaela Tipton. Swung on and fouled back against the screen. Evens the count at 2-2.
That's a good cut Michaela had. Tip, as they call her. She's worked really hard on her batting this year, so let's see if it comes in to play today.
Tipton has one of the 10 home runs that this team has hit so far this season. Swung on and lined to left field. That's in the gap. That may be extra bases for Stanfield. No. Excuse me, not for Casey Brown, as Walt Leatherwood held her up at second base, playing it safe. So now a hit batter and a single by Tipton.
And here comes the game changer.
Caitlin Hannah.
To the plate.
Hannah with one of the sweet swings. An outstanding three-sport athlete. Outstanding in volleyball.
Ted Williams swing.
Bats from the right-hand side. Leads the team with a .600 batting average, one bomb. She takes the first pitch call for a strike. She looked back at the umpire, did not like the call.
She's grinning.
So, Visca has runners on first and second with one out here in the top of the second inning. Next pitch to Caitlin Hannah. She pops it up into shallow left field. Shortstop calls for it, hauls that in. That's Haley Overholt. So that's the second out here, and that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson, who came up big yesterday with a single.
She was calling for it, but Ashton Steele was coming in too, and she wasn't giving ground. I thought they were going to run into each other and knock the ball loose.
Black Bears are on the first and second base. That's going to bring up Hannah Hudson against Chelsea Stanfield. Swung on and fouled against the screen as Hudson was swinging on the first pitch.
Well, they probably figure out that Chelsea's going to pitch a strike first pitch.
On deck is Taylor Gallion, the left fielder.
You know, I once heard a coach say that players are creature of habit.
That pitch is called strike on the corner, 0-2, so now she's got Hudson in the hole. Two outs here, so she's got to protect the plate. Tall order against the tall southpaw for Franklin. Here's Stanfield pitch swung on and missed, struck her out. So that's all for the Black Bears here in the top of the second inning. They strand two runners, and the score remains. Franklin 1, Pisgah nothing.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball, sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, by B. Allen Construction of Candler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling, call B. Allen, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Wayne. Well, you know who works at Champion Credit Union?
Who?
Oh, Jake Robinson.
The big cat.
The big cat.
Jake Robinson. 6'8", shooting guard.
A shooting guard, yeah.
You know, I tried to get Jake to play me in a game of, one-on-one.
He is ready to embarrass you.
Yeah, he was.
Now, I would have probably paid good money to see you and Jake go one-on-one.
I'm telling you.
Because I'd like to see Jake school with you.
As long as Jake Robinson's one of those executives down at Champion Credit Union, that's a fine place to put your money.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just go get under and see Big Jake, the big cat.
Tell the big cat that Rhonda and the Godfather sent you down there. All right, we're going to start the top of the second inning. Scheduled up for Franklin will be Amy Underwood, Lauren Penland, and Morgan Cochran. 7-8-9 in the order to face Logan Matthews. Matthews is ready. Here's her big windup, and her first pitch is way outside and high. Penland is the first baseman for Franklin. Swung on and grounded up the middle through the box. And so that will be a base hit, a leadoff single by Underwood.
Micah James just barely missed that ball. It went right under her glove. She was trying to get to it.
So Franklin gets another runner on. And that's going to bring up Lauren Penland, who squares around. Nice diving catch as she popped up the bunt by Taylor Irvin. Great play by the catcher.
there's that defensive player, that gold glove that she won, defensive gold glove she won down at Auburn camp. It's coming in handy now.
She squared around to try and move around a sacrifice bunt and popped it up just outside the box on the left-hand hitter's side, and Irvin just lunged for it and caught it inches before it hit the ground. That's going to bring up the number nine hitter, the catcher, Morgan Cochran. She squares around, ball gets away, and Irvin chases it, so Underwood will trot down to second base.
That was probably more of a wild pitch than a passed ball.
So Franklin has Underwood at second base. Here's Logan Massey's 1-0 pitch called strike right over the heart of the plate and belt high. Even the count at 1-1.
She shows bunt, but she don't bunt. She pulls it back, kind of like a half bunt.
Next pitch is grounded over to Micah James. Throws over to first in time and holds Underwood at second base. So that's a big play by Micah James at shortstop.
That other play just got by her. I mean, it was, she tried to get it, folks, because Micah James is probably a very quick shortstop.
This will be Caitlin Sanders, who is the center fielder. She flew out to Bianca Burnett her first time up. She's 0-1 against Logan Matthews. Matthews' first pitch has popped up and out of play.
I tell you, everything has popped up around that plate. Red's on top of it. And if anybody don't know, Mahala Irvin's nickname is Red.
Caitlin Hannah playing in front of third base, where the infield grass would be in a baseball game. Next pitch, just low for a ball, even the count at 1-1. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Franklin leads Pisgah 1-0. They have a runner at second, and there's two outs. Matthews gets her sign from Irvin. Here's her big lineup and the pitch. High and outside, ball two. Matthews struggling this early in the game. You talked about it yesterday. Once she gets through a couple innings, she starts to pitch better.
She does.
Swung on and missed at the next pitch. Foul tip held on, but that evens the count at 2-2.
Now, last year, Coach Goodwin talked about maybe she needs more warm-up time.
Here's Matthews' 2-2 offering. Swung on in line to Bianca Burnett. That's over her head. So that's going to be a stand-up double for Caitlin Sanders. That will be an RBI. And Franklin now leads 2-0.
You don't see BB misjudge them too often. She just misjudged that ball. I think he come off the bat such a liner that she misjudged it.
That's going to bring up Ashley Holland, who walked her first time up and scored a run in the first inning. Franklin leads the Black Bears now 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Matthews ready. Here's a pitch swung on, and that's popped up into left field. Taylor Gallion hauls that in the left center field, and that's all for the Panthers. They do score a run, strand one. And so after two complete innings, Franklin 2, Pisgah nothing. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Macon County Sports Complex. We're in the top of the third inning. Pisgah trails Franklin 2-0. Scheduled to face Chelsea Sandfield will be Taylor Gallion, Bianca Burnett, and Sheridan Presley, 9-1-2 in the order. Franklin has scratched the run in the first and second inning, and that's where they stand now with a 2-0 lead. Sandfield ready. Here's bunt by Taylor Gallion. That's out in front. And just in time, boy, Taylor Gallion was motoring down that line.
They just barely got her. That was really pushing that. The second baseman was really slow getting over to cover first.
Nice observation, Rhonda, because Stanfield wasn't waiting for her. She just tossed it with second baseman in motion toward first base.
Megan was lucky they didn't get an error on that, so that ball passed that second baseman.
That two-bagger needed to get over there real quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to bring up Bianca Burnett, who struck out her first time up. She starts to square around and lays off ball one.
You know, and that could be something that Coach Goodwin sees and tries to manipulate later on.
Burnett's got some speed. We can get around. Scratch a run against this talented southpaw from Franklin. Next pitch is hits her off the hands, so that's the second hit batter of this game by Stanfield, and Burnett drops down to first base.
Well, we got her on, but not the way we wanted to get her on, but, I mean, she's on the base. That's all that matters.
Now the batter is Sheridan Presley, who also struck out her first time up, lefty against lefty.
Now we need to make some noise.
Burnett on first base. Presley came in batting 545, tried to slap it, called strike. But when you try to slap, that puts everybody on the defense in motion, backing up everything.
It does, and a slap bunt usually 90% of the time goes to left field.
Slap down the first base line and rolls foul. So Presley tried to slap it and pull the ball. That puts her in the hole now, 0-2 to the southpaw from Franklin, Chelsea Stanfield.
I guarantee the bunt's not on this time.
Amber Cook is really in, playing in front, almost about 20 feet, 30 feet away from the plate.
If they could get a little loop liner over her head in the left field, that could be extra bases. Good score. Bianca, as fast as she is.
Presley ready. Here's the pitch. She grounds one out in front. Rolls it foul. One of those little place-me-somewhere swings and just hit around the line and rolls foul down the first base line.
Mahala Irvin goes all the way from the batter's mound up to get her bat handed to her.
Presley still battling Stanfield with an 0-2 count. Here's swung on, and that's lined to left field. It gets by the left fielder. Here comes Burnett to first base. Presley goes in, so that'll be a single and an error on the left fielder. And what a battle by the sophomore second baseman, Sheridan Presley.
The left fielder came up a little bit limp, and I don't know if she turned her ankle. She's out there trying to shake it off right now. She says she's fine. She weighs off the coaches, but exactly where I said we need to put the ball.
Sheridan Presley comes up clutch. Burnett on third. Presley on second base on that single. And error by the left fielder as it kind of took a funny bounce. And that's going to be popped up behind home plate. And that's going to be caught. So Mahala Irvin swinging on the first pitch. Morgan Cochran calls that in. She just didn't have to move.
She got under it again. That's, you know, she did that all day yesterday. She was under the chopping under the pitches.
So that's two outs. And that's going to bring up Micah James, who grounded out to the shortstop. Two outs now here in the top of the third inning. Pisgah threatening against the southpaw Chelsea Stanfield. First pitch to James, called strike, belt high. Got to be on your game when you face this lefty from Franklin.
You do, but she is hittable. We've already proved that.
That pitch is just outside.
She held off on that. She wanted it to swing, but she held off.
Evens the count at 1-1. That was a changeup, changing speeds. It's Stanfield. Burnett at third, Presley at second. Next pitch is just missed again. Stanfield trying to pick away the outside corner against Micah James. Doesn't want to put it in her hitting zone.
No, she's afraid she'll knock it out of the park, and she could. She could change this game. She's shaking off her pitcher.
Next pitch. Swung on and missed by Micah James. Evens the count at 2-2. On deck is Logan Matthews.
We need to take advantage of this opportunity with runners in scoring position.
Anfield looks in, gets her sign. Here's her pitch. Ball outside and high. Full count to Micah James. First base is open. You can be careful with this dangerous hitter. But I don't think Stanfield wants to put her on. She's going to go after her.
Oh, yeah. She'll go after her.
She got that moxie.
She does.
Next pitch to James. Called strike three. Blew a fastball. She just stood there and watched it go by. And that's all for Piska here in the top of the third inning. Strand two runners. And the score remains. Franklin 2, Piska nothing.
Piska girls varsity softball sponsored by B. Allen Construction of Candler, commercial residential grading and remodeling, by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, and by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of Ford's Top Honor of the President's Award.
So that's two innings, back-to-back innings, second and third inning. Piska stranded two runners.
Yeah, that might come back to bite us. We can't keep stranding runners. We stranded a lot yesterday, too. If you remember, we stranded a lot of runners and didn't get them in. We finally ended up winning the game on that double by Hannah Hudson, but you know, you can't keep leaving them on base in scoring position.
Big game here. So in the bottom of the third inning, Logan Matthews will be facing Kelsey Stanfield, Amber Cook, and Haley Overholt, which is 3, 4, 5 in the order.
The sun's setting now, and the only part of the field that's got sun in it is the right field. In that far corner, so we got a little sun there. Could be a little problem for a right fielder.
I thought the sun had set about 30 minutes ago, but it was behind the clouds, so
yeah.
It's appearing now. I look back, and it's just now setting behind
yeah.
the mountain.
It's behind our back, so.
A few clouds here in Franklin. As Matthews completes her warm-up tosses, and we're about ready to begin the bottom of the third inning, Franklin leads Piska 2-0. You can listen to this game and any game that's broadcast here on WPTL 920 AM by just going to your radio dial and picking that 920 on the AM channel, or just go to WPTLradio.net. You can listen to, if you've got an iPad, internet with speaker connections,
iPhones,
iPads, iSomething, iTechnology.
I technology I have not a clue about.
It's online streaming by WPPL.
I even have a hard time looking up this thing.
Swung on and fouled back is Chastity Stanfield, swinging on the first pitch against Logan Matthews. Stanfield singled her first time up. Was left at third base.
It'll be a big win for Logan if she can get her out off this inning.
Logan working deliberately against the right-handed hitter. Swung on, and that's popped up to left field. Taylor Gallion knows Burnett calling her off, and she hauls that in as the Gazelle comes over to left center. And so Stanfield's retired on a lazy fly to center fielder. Bianca Burnett, that's the first out here in the third inning. That's going to bring up Amber Cook, the third baseman, who doubles and drove in a run in the first inning. She's 1-for-1 against Logan Matthews. First pitch is called strike, painted that outside corner knee high.
It's a great pitch by Logan. She's starting to get into her game. Each inning.
Cooks the third baseman batting cleanup. Swung on and missed. Big swing, came up empty. Now Cook is in a hold to Logan Matthews, 0-2 here in the bottom of the third inning. This is trailing the Panthers 2-0. Matthews is ready. He's a big windup. Popped up and out of play.
And you can go over in the cow pasture and get it, Chuck, if you want to. It went in the cow pasture behind us.
Chuck, don't go anywhere where there's snakes.
You don't like snakes?
Nope. Ball in the dirt. So the now, one ball, two strikes.
Hey, you never know. Ken Wilson's Otis might be over.
So don't go near bowls either. Next pitch is in the dirt again. It's even the count at 2-2.
She's just trying to get her to chase them since she's ahead on the count.
On deck is Haley Overholt, the shortstop. Pitch is grounded foul. Keeps the count at 2-2. You get a sense that Pisgah is starting to kind of catch up to Chelsea Stanfield, but two innings now. They stranded two runners in each of those last two innings. Swung on, and that's driven to left center field. That may be, and that is gone. Home run by Amber Cook, a solo shot. So now that makes the score 3-0. As Cook touches home, that was a rocket to the left center field, and that's going to bring up Haley Overholt.
Mm-hmm. That was a rocket. She tried to get her to chase two that were down low, because the scouting report is that if you put it in her wheelhouse, she can hit it out. She has the power. So, you know, that's okay. You don't see any panic in these girls. I mean, you look out here on the field, they're just like, we've got this. We can come back. And they have. They were behind 4-0 against Inca, so they've already proved that no lead is too big.
Haley Overholt is 0-1 in this game. First time up, hit a lazy fly ball to center field. First pitch hits her. So now that wheels may be coming off as Logan Matthews follows that home run by Amber Cook by hitting Haley Overholt with the first pitch, and that's going to bring up Anessa Steele, the left fielder, who flew out to left field her first time up. Here's Matthews' next pitch. Strike rate down the middle, throw down to first. Not in time as Irvin tried to pick off Overholt, who got too big of a secondary lead. Quick snap throw by the junior catcher almost picked her off, but just a tad late. Bunted out in front, picked up by Irvin, throws over to first, that's out to right field. Not in time, so Steele stays at first base. It was an attempt to move the runner up on a bunt, was met, and Irvin threw it past Sheridan Presley, but nicely backed up by Hannah Hudson. But Overholt races to third. Now runners are on the corner for Franklin.
You don't see Mahala make mistakes.
First error of the season for the junior catcher, and that's going to bring up liner to Irvin. She gets her in the rundown, and they're going to tag out. That was a great play by Caitlin Hanna, a liner, one hopper to her. She got that, and Overholt was racing home. She got her in a pickle, threw to Irvin, who tagged her out about 10 feet away from the plate.
She chased her a while, then she said she wasn't going to get her. She threw it to Irvin real quick, and then Irvin, she's quick. You're not going to outrun her.
So that's the second out in the inning. Runners remain at first and second now, swung on and missed by Lauren Penland, the right fielder.
Show the bunt, and they pull out of it to swing. They try to catch our defense running in, and then try to just loop it over our heads.
Matthews is ready. 0-1 count to Penland. Swung on, and that popped up in the infield. Sheridan Presley camps underneath it, and that's all for the Panthers as they scratch another run here in the bottom of the third inning. And as we move to the fourth, its score is Franklin 3, Pisgah nothing. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
The Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Welcome to the Macon County Sports Complex. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Franklin leads Pisgah 3-0. Scheduled to lead off here in the top of the fourth is Logan Matthews, followed by Tipton and Caitlin Hannes. First pitch from Stanfield to Matthews is called strike. Stanfield hurling a two-hitter so far through three frames as we're in the top of the fourth. Next pitch to Matthews is low for a ball, 1-1. Stanfield, a southpaw, about 5'11", maybe 6 foot. She can snap it in there. Next pitch is called strike, a curveball. Makes the count 1-2. Matthews was hit by a pitcher first time up. Ready to go. Liner to center field, but right at Franklin's Caitlin Sanders.
I feel like that ball was a little dead when it left her bat.
Caught it on the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton, who singled her first time up. She's 1-for-1 against Stanfield. Tipton came in batting 357. It's up that batting average a tad.
It's the lower part of the order again that the bats are coming alive again.
First pitch was low and away for a ball. Tipton ready. Stanfield's ready. Gets her sign. Here's the big windup and the pitch swung on and fouled against the screen. Evens the count at 1-1.
Got Caitlin Hannah on deck. If we could just get one on, at least get a run in, get that goose egg off, it'll probably give the girls a little momentum.
Got to pick away.
Pick away.
Next pitch is swung on and looped to the first baseman. That's Amy Underwood. She hauls that in. That's the second out of the inning.
And again, that ball sounded like it's dead coming off the bat.
That's two little pop-ups, and that's going to bring up Caitlin Hannah. Popped up to the shortstop her first time out. She's 0-for-1. Her pitch is way outside.
I remember last year Chelsea liked to pitch outside. Outside. She loves the outside.
She nips at the corner. Then she'll bust you with a fastball inside. Swung out and that's popped up. Got room as Underwood. She hauls it in and that's all for the Black Bears. They go out with in order. So as we move to the middle of the fourth inning, the score remains Franklin 3, Pisgah nothing.
Pisgah girls varsity softball sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Candler, residential grading and remodeling, B. Allen Construction.
Well, they got the work cut out for them.
Well, same way it was against Inca. We were in a hole then. But we at least got a couple of runs in, and that sparked us, so.
The lights come on here at the Macon County Sports Complex. Pisgah coming in with a 7-0 record, trying to keep that record spotless.
And maybe that's a lot of pressure to put on. You know, it's like in baseball. There's nobody going to go undefeated.
No.
I mean, it's just impossible.
Franklin is a very talented softball team. team.
Very well disciplined, too.
And if you've been around state championship, you know, in the tournament, you know, covering that, you and I have covered that, you'll see in 3A, Franklin is just as every bit as good as the teams that have made it down there.
Oh, yeah.
They just ran into a buzzsaw and lost a 17-inning marathon, 1-0 last year against Ford.
In the realignment, not this next year, but the year after, when we start playing in new realignment, Pisgah moves to 3A, and Franklin moves down to 2A. So
boy, if that team goes down to 2A, they're, you know, with what they've got, they're going to be a solid powerhouse in 2A.
They've had a good pitcher for the last couple of Chelsea. So, you know, their pitcher on their JV squad is not bad, but she's not Chelsea.
Right.
So, you know, it could be that they go through a rebuilding spell now.
Morgan Cochran's going to lead off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. She takes a strike for the first pitch. Just joined us here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Franklin leads Pisgah 3-0. Franklin 6-1. Way outside. Evens the count at 1-1.
You know, I said beginning of the game, the one who makes least errors will win. And so far we've made errors, and that's uncharacteristic of Pisgah.
That pitch is in the dirt. So Matthews is again pitching from behind. Caitlin Sanders is on deck. She doubled her last time up. Next pitch is high for a ball. She falls behind 3-1.
You got Tipton in the bullpen warming up.
Matthews is ready. Fastball called strike. Brings the count to full, 3-2.
If coach needs her, she's warming her up. She'd be ready for her when she gets to that point she needs for her.
Swung on and struck her out. So Matthews fell behind and came back strong to strike out the leadoff hitter in the bottom of the fourth inning, Morgan Cochran. We move to the top of the order, and that's going to bring up Caitlin Sanders, who's 1-for-2 in this game with an RBI double.
Sometimes you can have too many pitches in your repertoire.
Mm-hmm. First pitch is a ball. So Matthews again falls behind. That's one of her things in this game that's just uncharacteristic. She usually gets ahead quick. She has not done that today. Next pitch is 2-0. Low on the inside. Matthews is ready. Here's her pitch to Sanders. Swung on and popped up to center field. Burnett is there. She camps underneath it, hauls that in for the second out in the inning. Second time Sanders has flew out to center field. That's going to bring up Ashley Holland, who's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Holland, the second baseman. Matthews is ready. Swung on. Right at Caitlin Hannah, who hauls that in. A liner head high. She just casually put her glove up, hauls that in. That's out.
And then she just threw it to the pitcher's mound.
So the Panthers go out in order. No runs, no hits, and no errors. And we move to the top of the fifth inning. The score remains Franklin 3, Pisgah nothing. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. or construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Macon County Sports Complex. Pisgah trails Franklin 3-0. Leading off will be Hannah Hudson. Hudson struck out her last time up, pops it up to the first baseman, swinging on the first pitch. The second baseman came in right in behind her and hauled it.
We've got to make adjustments on Chelsea Stanfield. She's pitching the outside, and we're getting a little pop-up.
So one pitch, one out, and that's going to bring up Taylor Gallion, who bunted and was right back to Stanfield, who just whirled and threw her out. She's 0 for 1 against the left-hander. Scores around the bunt. Lays off, ball one. Pisgah trying to peck away, get a run here. Slice that lead if they can. Gallion batting in the nine hole for the Black Bears. Here's a pitch, he bumps it foul. So trying to get on any way she can against a talented southpaw from Franklin. Here in the top of the fifth inning, trailing 3-0. Gallion came in batting 235. Squares around and lays the bunt down to the first third baseman. She was there in time, read the top hand. Throws her out. So that's two batters, two outs now. That's going to bring up Bianca Burnett, who was hit by a pitcher last time. She's 0 for 1 in this game. On deck will be Sheridan Presley. Swung on. That's hit to right field. That may dive. That loops in there and falls for a single. Burnett going to second. She slides in safe. So that's going to be a double for Bianca Burnett. What a great play by the Gazelle.
Headsy running, two base running. She went around that corner, seen the right fielder on the ground and took off.
A two-out double by Burnett here in the top of the fifth inning. She looped one down the right field line. Nice diving attempt by the right fielder for Franklin, but got away, and Burnett took the extra base. Pitches away, so Burnett goes away. So a wild pitch sends Burnett to third base as Sheridan Presley gets ahead 1-0. This is a kid, the way she's swinging a bat. Just get this run. Get one.
Get one. Get it started. That's all we need is just nip away. You don't need all of them at one time.
Lefty against lefty. Here's her 1-0 offering. Swung on and fouled back against the screen. Evens the count at one ball, one strike to Sheridan Presley. Burnett on third with two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Pisgah trying to get a run in against the southpaw Chelsea Stanfield. Next pitch is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher.
Yeah, that's a good block.
Morgan Cochran.
DB was one-third of the way down the line, waiting to see if that ball got past her.
Third base coach Walt Leatherwood's telling her, be careful. Your run's still, we are behind. Make sure you can get it. Swung on, and that's flying to right field. That's going to be a single by Sheridan Presley. That hit's hitting now. That's our second hit of the game. So Sheridan Presley comes up big with an RBI single, a line shot to right field, and now the score is 3-1. Pisgah slices into the Panthers' lead. And now they're trailing by two. Presley's on first, and Irvin steps to the plate.
I was curious to see how Chelsea did later in the innings after pitching yesterday against the whole game.
That's going to bring up Irvin, who takes the first pitch for a ball. Hate that when I do that to the scorecard. I put it in the wrong. Presley at first base, two outs. Irvin could tie it with one swing of her bat. It's as high for ball two. James is on deck. Presley, two hits in this game, 2 for 3. Sophomore didn't even back down from the big senior. Big swing and a miss by Irvin. Came up empty. Now the count's 2-1.
That's a good pitch to hit, because it was right down the center. If she'd just hit it, it would have been gone. And it could tie the score up.
Irvin going to Gardner-Webb, only a junior committed to the school in Boiling Springs, North Carolina. Next pitch is looped over the shortstop. Great catch! Great catch by the shortstop, Haley Overholt, and that's all for Pisgah. They get one, strand a runner, and so we move to the middle of the fifth inning. Franklin 3, Pisgah 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball, sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, by B. Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. Just nip away. That's all we need to do. Got a little momentum now.
Well, that's big, because what they did was, you know, they chipped away, got one, took the zero off the scoreboard.
Ah, that's a big thing right there. You get the zero, and then see that she is hittable. She is hittable. So we're waiting to see who the pitcher's going to be.
Ball laying out inside the circle. There goes Logan Matthews. He's ready.
Waiting on Mahala Irvin to get her gear on, because since she was batting, it takes a little while to get all that catcher gear. Now, I remember last year one time, this is how tough that kid is. She was hitting, got out, she ran to the get her equipment. I went running out there, and the ump kept going, "You forgetting something?" She turned around, she goes, "Oh, she forgot her chest protector. She was going to get you involved without it."
Just to recap that last inning, in the top of the fifth inning for Pisgah, two-out double by Bianca Burnett. She went to third on a wild pitch, and Sheridan Presley came up big with a liner to right field to drive in Burnett for the first run for the Black Bears. So all that damage was done with two outs. So Matthews was completing her warm-up tosses.
And Chelsea Stanfield coming up the bat.
Stanfield, Cook, and Overholt, 3, 4, and 5. The heart of the Franklin order is due up here in the bottom of the fifth against Logan Matthews.
That's what we need to get them now, go back up and bat.
Franklin has 3 runs on 5 hits. Pisgah has 1 run and 4 hits. Two talented softball teams battling here in Macon County at the Macon County Sports Complex. And look, you know, we have Allen Construction sponsoring here. Here they got Penland Construction sponsoring. They got Lauren Penland.
And Smoky Mountain Chevrolet. And we got Ken Wilson Ford.
There you go. Stanfield swings at the first pitch and pops it up to Logan Matthews, who camps underneath it, comes just a foot outside the circle. So one pitch, one out, as she gets Penland on a pop-up to the pitcher. That's going to bring up Amber Cook, who last time up hit a bomb in the third inning, a solo blast. She also has a double, so the third baseman for Franklin, 2 for 2 in this game. Matthews' first pitch to her, low for a ball.
This is a big out. If we can get her out and get it down to 2 outs, a little momentum may be shifting a little bit toward Pisgah.
So then Matthews ready. Here's a pitch. Called strike right down the heart of the plate. Evens the count at 1-1. On deck is Haley Overholt, the shortstop. Swung on, and that's driven to deep center field. Burnett going back. Gabby with a brilliant catch up against the wall.
Oh, merciful love.
Taylor Gallion running up against the wall, sacrificing herself, comes up large with a beautiful catch to rob Amber Cook of another extra base hit.
You know how to paste pictures on Facebook. That's one of those Facebook pictures you need to put on.
So two outs here, and that's going to bring up Haley Overholt, who ended the top of the fifth with a brilliant snare of a looping liner by Mahala Irvin. To end the inning, takes the first pitch for a ball. It's going to bring next pitch is called strike right at the knees, evens the count at 1-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Franklin leads 3-1.
A little bit more confident on Logan this time in the circle. You know, coach thought about pulling her.
Matthews didn't want to have anything to do with that. Mm-hmm. It's her ball game. Next pitch just low for a ball, 2-1.
just something to prove.
Lights are on here. Hope someday Piscus Softball Complex will get lights. Next pitch is swung on and grounded to Hannah right off the front. She makes the stop, throws the first in time as Paris snares it right off the ground. So two great defensive plays by the Black Bears. And so after five complete innings are in the book, Franklin 3, Piscus 1. Will be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Piscus Softball.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Piscus Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. It's the top of the sixth inning. Piscus trails 3-1. Leading off will be Micah James, followed by Matthews and Tipton. First pitch to James is outside for a ball.
Micah's one of these players that can one swing, she can change it to a one-run game.
This guy has six outs left to try and solve the puzzle called Chelsea Stanfield inside the circle. The softball is hurling a tip. Swung on and lined over to shortstop, over to first in time. Great play by the shortstop, Haley Overholt. She's made two back-to-back gems on that. That was a sharp grounder in the hole.
She just about threw the first baseman off the bag. She about pulled her off. That throw was high.
That's going to bring up Logan Matthews. First pitch to Matthews, swung on and grounded right back. Nice stab by Stanfield, and that's going to be off from Matthews at the comebacker. So that's two batters, two outs now, and that's going to bring up Michaela Tipton. I got to watch these M's and these names. The M's are killing me. Next first pitch to Tipton's called strike. O-1. Here's the 0-1 offering by Stanfield. Swung on, and that's grounded sharply over to the second baseman. Flipped, so the Black Bears go out in order. 1-2-3 here in the top of the sixth inning. As the score remains, Franklin 3, Piscus 1.
Piscus Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton, Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial residential grading and remodeling, B. Allen Construction. Well, we really need to get a run in that inning to give us that. But, you know, it's still close games, just two runs, but we need to shut them down here.
Looking ahead to the top of the seventh, if Logan Matthews can hold Franklin here in the bottom of the sixth, it'll be Hannah Hudson. It'll be Caitlin Hannah. Hannah Hudson and Taylor Gallion, 7-8-9.
Yeah, which Hannah Hudson can... She's come up big yesterday, so it'd be good if she'd come up big again if we can get Caitlin Hannah on base.
So we're moving right. The warm-up tosses are completed by Logan Matthews. We're going to start the bottom of the sixth inning. Franklin leads 3-1. Scheduled to face Matthews will be Anessa Steele, Amy Underwood, and Lauren Penland. That will be 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Anissa Steele is the left fielder. She's 0-for-2 in this ball game.
So we're going to the bottom of their order.
Logan Matthews is ready. Here's the first pitch. Inside for a ball. Two good softball teams battling here in Macon County.
You knew it was going to be a low-scoring game.
Matthews is ready. Here's her next pitch. Swung on, and that's up through the middle. So that'll be a leadoff single by Steele.
It went by Logan's glove, and then went under Sheridan's glove.
Wasn't hit hard, just was hit where nobody was at. Just rolled past the bag, and Presley made a stab for behind the bag, out and just about a foot out into the grass. That's going to bring up Underwood, who squares around the bunt. Here goes Irvin again. She hauls that in, so another sacrifice bunt attempt fails. As she bunted it up, this time about 15 feet away from home plate, Irvin just sprinted and got that thing.
And
so that's one out.
And ready to throw to second in case that runner takes off.
Steals at first, one out. That's going to bring up Lauren Penland, the right fielder. She squares around. Matthews is ready. She pulls back, pitches in the dirt. One ball, no strike count. Steal at first. Swung on and grounded right back to over to second. Was right back to Matthews. Flipped over to James at second base to get Steele, but the throw to first was late.
I think it pulled Sydney off the base. It was a little low. It hit the ground before it got to her.
We don't have the greatest vantage point here. It was blocked by that. I just couldn't see as I looked. I thought that was going to get by Matthews, but she snared that thing and then flipped to second base. James was there. So that's the second out now here in the inning. That's going to bring up Morgan Cochran, the catcher.
And that could be the reason why Franklin's pitches or scores have been so low. They play a lot of small ball.
Next pitch is way outside for a ball, 1-1. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Looking ahead to the seventh, we have 7, 8, 9. And we can get out of this inning. Caitlin Hannah Hudson, Taylor Gallion, due up against Stanfield. Swung on, and that's popped up to the shortstop, Micah James. Calls it and hauls it in, and that's all for the Panthers here in the bottom of the sixth inning as they strand one. Score remains. Franklin 3, Pisgah 1. We'll be back for the top of the seventh after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
You're all right, that's good. Help me out if I said something. Welcome back to Macon County Sports Complex. Sorry about that. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Score is Franklin 3, Pisgah 1. Scheduled up will be Caitlin Hannah, but it looks like it'll be pitch hitter Casey Brown going to bat for. So Brown is going to pitch hit the leadoff here in the seventh inning against Chelsea Stanfield. Casey Brown has a .500 batting average as she takes and swings and fouls off the first pitch.
Maybe it's because she's a left-handed hitter.
Hannah Hudson's on deck, and she's expected to be followed by Kayla Gallion. 7-8-9. Stanfield, a talented left-handed pitcher from Franklin. Time is called.
She's shaking off her catcher. but the pitches are called from their coach.
We're in the top of the seventh inning, last at bat of Frank. If Pisgah cannot get two runs, they extend this game. Scores around and bunts it down the line, but rolls foul. So now Casey Brown's in a hole 0-2.
She tried to catch the defense off guard because they were playing back.
Hudson's on deck. We're in the bottom of the order trying to peck away at a two-run lead, but we have only three outs to give.
Coach, again, having a conference with her hitter yesterday when that happened. That's when Hannah Hudson hit that double.
Hudson walked over to the first baseman, Amy Underwood, to talk to her. So strategy everywhere. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck her out. Casey Brown goes down swinging for the first out here in the top of the seventh inning. That's going to bring up Hannah Hudson. Hudson, 0-2 in this game. Galleon moves to the on-deck circle. Stanfield delivers. It's just high for a ball. Hannah Hudson yesterday came up big with a 2-RBI single in the bottom of the sixth inning to extend the lead to 4-1. Swung on and that's grounded over to the first baseman. Flips over.
She just walks over and tags her out.
So that's the out number two in this inning.
That's one thing about Chelsea. She pitches a lot of ground balls.
And that's going to bring up Taylor Galleon now with two outs. So Pisgah's one out away from losing the perfect record on the season. Swung on and missed by Taylor Galleon. So she falls behind Stanfield, 0-1 in the count. Burnett is on deck if she can extend this inning. Swung on and grounded to Stanfield, flips over to first, and that's all for the Black Bears, and that's the game, folks, as Franklin defeats Pisgah 3-1. We'll be back after these messages for our post-game show with the final score, Franklin 3, Pisgah 1. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of the Pisgah softball team.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Macon County Sports Complex here in Franklin, North Carolina. Well, it was eventually going to happen. You know, it's hard to go through a season undefeated. Pisgah came down and ran into a buzzsaw. That buzzsaw was Chelsea Sandfield, who was just outstanding inside the circle. Final score, Franklin 3, Pisgah 1. Black Bears dropped to 7-1 overall, 3-1 in the conference. Franklin moves to 7-1 and 3-0 in the conference. And, Rhonda, that's the way sometimes the game goes.
That's the way it goes. And, you know, when you coming into this game, it's going to be hard to beat them here on their home turf.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, it's going to be really a hard fight, and they, you got to hand it to the kids. The young ladies tried really hard. They played a good game. They didn't act like they were intimidated by her this time, which is a positive, because last year this time we got beat 10-0, and they just run all over us. So this time it's a little different.
Well, you know, and I was really impressed with, after the game was over with, handshakes. Both teams met inside the circle, held hands, and said a post-game prayer together. So a great sign of sportsmanship. They're competitors when the game goes, but they're very, you know, they're Christians, and they're talented athletes, and they're friends,
you know,
off the field.
You got two great programs here, folks, and I'm telling you right now, when they come to Canton, which is later on in the season, you will probably see a different game. Don't be surprised. Franklin's going to have a tough run with West Henderson, with North. I mean, you can't count out those teams. So, it's just going to be one of those situations where we're just going to have to play. But we did play good today. We made some errors, and that's what I said. Who makes the least errors win.
Winning pitcher was Chelsea Stanfield. Losing pitcher was Logan Matthews. We're waiting on Coach Serena Goodwin for her post-game interview with Rhonda Byrd, as she's right now talking, and we'll just go over, you know, just to recap the fifth inning. The only run came in the fifth inning on a two-out double by Bianca Burnett, and Sheridan Presley, who had two hits in the game, singled her in. So, you know, that was the only run. So, Rhonda, I'll turn over the post-game interview with you with manager Serena Goodwin.
Coach, the kids played really hard today. I said in the pregame, the team that makes the least mistakes is going to win today, because they're both good teams, both Franklin and Pisgah. And it was going to be a dogfight, and we knew that coming in. Give us a little bit of what you think about the game.
Yeah, I don't think it boiled down to mistakes today. I think it boiled down to the team that hit it, and that was not us, obviously. We left some base runners on, and that didn't help anything, but they also did the same thing. You know, we made some good defensive decisions, and I'm not disappointed in our defense. Overall, I'm not disappointed in the game. I think we do have to be a little more consistent at the plate. We have to have a little more confidence in ourselves when we face her. You know, she has a reputation. You come in here with that looming over you, and I think that takes its toll on you early on, and then it takes a long time to get over it. But we did, you know, I think we fared fairly well. We did have base runners today. We don't have to walk away with our heads hanging. I think that's something to be proud of.
No, your girls played really hard. They didn't look like they were intimidated by her as much this time. Like you said, it does take our team a little while to get started for some reason or another.
Well, I think it really was more, they had a little trouble with the umpire. He was not consistent. Chelsea does a great job controlling her pitches. She can throw inside, outside, high, low, and we chased a lot of stuff because we weren't sure what to expect from the umpire, and we knew that she had a lot of control. So those two factors, I think, pretty much set the tone for how we hit. And our better hitters struggled a little bit because they were off balance without knowing, you know, what's coming at them next.
Let's talk about your play in the outfield. Taylor Gallion made an ESPN highlight grab there one time. I mean, your outfield is just really coming into its own.
Absolutely. They're quick. They're learning to communicate, you know, and they trust one another. And that's the biggest thing I think we have going for us, is speed and confidence.
Well, Coach, our next game's at North Henderson. So, tough on-the-road game again.
Right. Yeah, we got three big games next week, three big conference games. So, we're hoping to prepare for those the next few days for us.
Did we ever get TC and Swain reschedule?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Folks, do you have anything for us?
No, that's a great interview. Thanks, Coach.
Coach, thanks.
Appreciate it. So on a night where the Pisgah Black Bears fall for the first time this season, dropped to 7-1 overall, 3-1 in the conference, the night belonged to Chelsea Stanfield and the Franklin Panthers, as the Panthers defeated Pisgah 3-1. And that's it from here at the Macon County Sports Complex in Franklin, North Carolina. Folks, we'll see you next time at our next broadcast, which will be April 5th at Tuscola, a big rivalry game inside Haywood County. Hope to have you listening on WPTL 920. This is Chuck Fiebernitz with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Byrd. So long, everybody.